singer-songwriter Jonathan Brooks' career as a lesson in music biz survival. From her start in the folky duo The Story with Jennifer Kimball, Brooke has had major label releases, songs on Disney soundtracks, been the voice of TV commercials, and landed on her own very successful label, Bad Dog. Her latest excursion was to write with NSYNC's Jay-Z Chazes and Mr. Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey. Some of the songs have ended up on her new album, Careful What You Wish For.
The first four songs on the record grew out of some writing escapades that Eric Bazillion and I had in Los Angeles. I got a call from an A&R person named Teresa LaBarbera Whites, who is an A&R at Jive Records. She's in charge of Nick Lachey and J.C. Chazé from NSYNC. And she's a big fan of mine. So she called me and said, hey, would you be interested in writing for my boys? And I thought, well, wow. Why'd you call me? But I'm so glad you did, and I would love to. So I called up Eric because I thought it'd be way more fun to have two of us out there working on stuff. And we went out and wrote with JC and Nick.
People who don't know Eric Bazillion, all three of you who don't, he of course, a member of the Hooters and has written some wonderful songs for other people. And is sort of a song doctor in a way. Like, if you're having trouble songwriting, is he really helpful in putting things together?
He is helpful because he makes you less precious. He's very good at sort of getting to the heart of the matter and saying, you know, did you say it or not? You know, you don't just remember. Eric's motto is, just remember, she loves you. Yeah. That's all you need to remember. Like, don't get so heady and complicated.
Well, okay, I got to say, there's a lot of male pulchritude in the room where you put Eric Bazillion and Nick Lachey and all these guys together. What was the experience like?
It actually was incredibly fun, both with Nick and JC. Nick was very polite and lovely, very much a gentleman, and you know, especially because he was going through hell at the time we were there with him, and he just couldn't have been sweeter and talented and engaging and just, and nothing bad to say about him. And JC was like, you know, being in a candy store. The guy can sing circles around Christmas. I mean, it's crazy what the guy can do. So for me, it was like, okay, try this. Now pretend you're Freddie Mercury, but then, you know, mix in a little Jeff Buckley and how about some Janis Joplin? And he'll do it,
wow.
You know, on any note, any key, any song. So it was just really fun. Anyway, so the first four songs on my record, I ended up keeping from those writing sessions. JC put one of them on his record, Beautiful Girl, but he was nice enough to let me also put it on mine. And then Nick ended up doing a cover of Because I Told You So that Eric and I produced for him.
Oh, that's really nice. So when you do something like that, the songs are up for grabs, or they get first choice?
They get first choice, and then especially the one that JC actually chose to do, I had to sort of say, hey, do you mind if, you know, I'm certainly not going to probably be competing with your demographic, but, you know, you still have to ask. So I fell in love with them because they were different. It was me inhabiting a different persona. It was me pretending I was Nick Lachey for a week, you know, and me, you know, imagining, okay, what's it like to be JC? What might I think? And how does this feel? How does this fit? And it was great. It was really a challenge. And it kind of informed the sound of the record.
Well, that's interesting because it sounds like a Jonathan Brooks record. It's got the same, your same kind of really neat approach to melody. It just works really, really well. I wanted to play a little bit of, because what we're going to hear today is just you on acoustic, but I wanted to play, you're talking about how big this kind of became, a little bit of Careful What You Wish For from the album.
It's just enormous. It's crazy.
But this one was recorded after the other sessions or before? There's something a little bit different about it. Am I reading that
Careful
right?
What You Wish For?
Yeah.
We got some bits and pieces in Los Angeles, and then we did some in Eric's studio here in Philly. Yeah, so this Careful is the only song that was sort of mostly made before I got to Los Angeles to work with Bob Clearmountain.
But this is Careful What You Wish For. Let's play a little piece of this from, it's the song that begins and is the title track of Jonathan's new album.
When I was a little girl, had desires like you. One of everything, all the riches. How could I help myself? I was so naive. Santa Claus, Christmas Eve. Oh. you wish for, careful what you do. Even when you whisper, someone's listening to you. Careful what you wish for, careful what you say. Careful what you wish for, 'cause it just might come true someday.
There you go. That's a piece of what the new Jonathan Brook album sounds like on her own Bad Dog Records. Careful What You Wish For, the title track, one of the songs that we're talking about that was worked on with Eric Bazillion, J.C. Chazes, and actually on that one, did that one, and Nick Lachey not involved with that. But let's go to the stage and hear another song that works really, really well called Keep the River on Your Right. How did this one come about, the writing?
That was one that we were working on for Nick, and he ended up passing on it, but I fell in love with it. I actually came to the whole writing session with most of that song kind of finished. I had the whole chorus. I had written it in London the year before when I was stationed there trying to make a break with Back in the Circus, and I was just trying to get the record heard in the UK, and I was having a really rough time. And so I would take these long walks along the Thames River, and I actually started out with Keep the River on Your Left, but the alliteration of the R's was much better. So, you know, it was just walking in this pace. I was kind of down, and I just started singing, like, Keep the River on Your Right or Left. And I came to that with the whole chorus, and we thought, well, this might work for Nick. I mean, this really relates to what he's going through, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You build me up to tear me down. Throw me in the fire. You twist the things I say around and paint me as a liar. Sometimes I don't know just what I'm doing, but I can see exactly what I've done. I have made my peace with my reflection, and nothing you could do, nothing you could say would make me run. So you'll keep the river on your right and keep walking. Never let them look you in the eye. You keep the river on your right and keep walking. Never ever let them see you cry. Tell you like a man. The pain will make you stronger. Not the path I plan, and the road keeps getting longer. The journey started out with good intentions. Yeah, I never thought my life would come undone. And no one ever took the time to mention that trouble always finds you. Trouble always finds you when you run. So you keep the river on your right and keep walking. Never let them look you in the eye. You keep the river on your right and keep walking. And never ever let them see you cry. 'Cause even on the high road, devil's at your back. Anyone could tell you that the journey always starts with good intentions. You never think your life will come undone. And everybody's looking for redemption. And there are many rules to live by. Me, I'm only thinking of this wire. You should put the river on your right. I keep walking. Never let them look you in the eye. You keep the river on your right. I keep walking. Never ever let them see you. Let them see you cry. You keep the river on your right. I keep walking. Never let them look you in the eye. You keep the river on your right. I keep walking. Never ever let them see you cry. You keep walking. I keep walking.
That's Keep the River on Your Right, the acoustic version in front of an incredibly appreciative audience at World Cafe Live. That must be fun to do these songs for the first time and have people
It's crazy. It's really neat, and especially today. There were these people just grooving in the audience, these women in the front especially. I don't know if it was
I saw her. I know who you're talking about. I was watching her. That's Keep the River on Your Right, and that was one of the ones we talked about that was written in the sessions that could have been a Nick Lachey song, but ends up being a Jonathan Brooks song. Okay, so you spent some time in London, and if this song has anything, you spent some time in Paris as well, so you've been being pretty darn European. You wrote in French for the is it the first time?
First time.
Yeah.
I've sung in French before. I have a friend in Paris who's translated some older songs on Steady Pull and Back in the Circus, but this is the first time I actually conceived, wrote, finished a song all in French, and it was a pleasure.
A plaisir, if
a plaisir.
You will. Now, were you on vacation or were you working? If you're trying to break into the British market, what about the rest of Europe?
Well, I was also trying to set up a distribution deal for France and Germany at the time. So I was spending a lot of time in Paris and staying in this little teeny hotel in the 8th arrondissement. And I do love Paris, and I love French, and I love the French, and
I love the fries.
Yeah, love the fries and the wine.
Let's actually go to the stage. You tell a great story about how this got written.
Oh, okay, yeah, the bathtub story.
I was in a hotel in Paris. I kid you not. I was taking a bath, and this song came fully formed out of. I swear it was coming out of the faucet or something because. I don't usually write in French, and it came fully out all in French. I didn't have to translate, and I got out of the bath and wrote it down, and it was done. So I thought, all right, I'll take it. J'ai changé mes couleurs, j'ai changé mon avis, j'ai caché tous mes pleurs de mes meilleurs amis, mais je peux pas te plaire. Je prie chaque matin. Celui qui me garde avec mes voeux dans les mains, mais je les envoie trop tard et je ne peux pas te plaire. Je ne peux pas te plaire, je ne veux plus me taire, mais si je reste ici. J'ai bien compris, je ne peux plus te plaire sans me perdre aussi. Alors,
au prochain qui suit. C'est déjà chuchoté entre étoiles et la nuit. Rien n'est délaissé et je ne peux pas te plaire. Je ne veux pas te plaire, je ne veux plus me taire. Mais si je reste ici, j'ai bien compris, je ne veux plus te plaire sans me perdre aussi. Oh, mais tu m'as beaucoup enseigné. J'ai appris notre ballet, tous les pas de toi et moi. C'est drôle, mais me voilà, je n'aime plus danser. Yeah, 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 yeah. Je ne veux pas te plaire, je ne veux plus me taire. Mais si je reste ici, j'ai bien compris, je ne peux plus te plaire sans me perdre. Je ne veux pas te plaire, je ne veux plus me taire. Mais si je reste ici, j'ai bien compris, te plaire sans me perdre aussi.
Thanks.
Je ne peux pas te plaire, which is a new one in French and allows me to speak the only language I speak a little bit of, as Jonathan Brooke is here, and that is one of the new ones. That was on live on stage at World Cafe Live, and we're listening to some really nice acoustic versions of some of the new tunes. And I mentioned when you came in here that I was really glad you did Hearsay,
because
it's just a really nice little song, and I was thinking, she won't do that. It's deep into the album. It's not, you know, but...
Oh, I like that one.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. That was a surprise. That was another sort of 10-minute, wait a minute, it's done? Where'd it come from?
Yeah.
I had heard there was going to be a TV show called Hearsay, and someone sent me some sides from it. They hadn't even shot the pilot. I thought, well, I'll get to work on the theme song just in case. You know, I'm always looking for other opportunities to write for film and television. And so I wrote this. I was in the studio at the time with Bob Clearmountain, and I decided to just write the song and see what would happen. And it literally came out in 10 minutes one morning. I woke up, and I brought it to the studio, and we cut it the next day.
There's hearsay, and there's hearing her say that she's leaving. She doesn't love you anymore, it's like child's play. For her it's just another day, and it turns out you're not exactly what she came here for. And it all comes down, it all comes down, and it all comes down to he said, she said. Well, it's her way. Did you think that you could get away with anything? But watching what you say, she's a master at playing games and painting pretty pictures. But she's the one who saves the day, and it all comes down. It all comes. He said it all comes down, and it all comes down, and it all comes down. You can only stand your ground and keep your head, 'cause your story always changes when there's no one else around. Anybody really win? There's no poetry when there's poison in the wind. And it's all well and good to ask forgiveness when you've sinned. Where will it end? Where will it end? When it all comes down, it all comes down, and it all comes down to he said, she said, he said it all. There's hearsay, and then there's hearing her say that she's leaving. She doesn't love you anymore.
Hearsay, live on stage at World Cafe Live, as Jonathan Brook is doing some acoustic versions of tunes from the new album. Now, you mentioned that that could have been part of a television show. There's this whole thing that's happening with songwriters more so today, just because of the way the music business is, that there's a lot more writing for film, there's a lot more writing for other things. And you've had, you know, your Disney experience was really...
Oh, that was awesome.
Pretty incredible, I would think.
Yeah.
I think you paid some bills with a commercial that you sang.
I did a Goodyear jingle.
Yeah.
10 years ago that definitely saved me for a couple of years financially.
Well, you see, I think that, I mean, people have probably have differing views of this, but I think if any of these things allow you to do what you're going to do, this is
yeah.
a good thing.
I don't get precious about it. You know, for anyone who's an independent artist with a label and a touring career and a recording career, you have there are any number of sources of income that you have to tap. There's the internet, there's downloads, there's commercial work, there's film and television. I mean, it really takes every little bit to make it work.
So. You seem really intent on building your community. Your website is very, you sign the new releases for people. You were telling me you packed
I know, I regret it every time after the 2000 CD that I've packed into a stupid padded envelope. But it's, you know, people dig it, and it's I owe it to them. It's, you know, they're my lifeline.
Hey, 2,000, it's better than the 200th, so that's
yeah.
that speaks yep. well to it. One of the high points of a little concert that we're visiting portions of today was when Eric Bazillion came out, we talked about, and he actually sings on this song, which is I was actually hoping you would do as well, because I love the mandolin part in it. Mm. And if you listen on the record, it's Eric singing on the record. But yeah. this is not one that you co-wrote.
No, I wrote this by myself. And I started writing it because a close friend of mine had been killed in a car crash. And I started out writing it for his wife. It was this weird kind of concept of him in heaven sort of looking down and telling her, it's going to be okay, you'll be better off without me. And then it turned into, well, that's too icky and sordid. So I tried to sort of turn it around and have it just be kind of a breakup song, because it was just too dark.
Well, this is a really pretty version of it.
Think of me once in a while, put in a good word. Right up there, where the stars in the sky and the tears in my eyes. But it's okay, 'cause you never tell, you never say. After the tears have fallen, I'll say, truth for a change. Now that you're gone for good, what do I do with the love in my heart? Tell me, how do I start when I'm lonely and only?
Resilient.
After the Tears, live on stage at World Cafe Live, our guest Jonathan Brook with Eric Bazilian from the Hooters, and I understand there's going to be a new Hooters album, so we're looking forward to that, but it's great to hear you two singing together. But you love harmony.
I love harmony, and I love singing. You know, I really love singing with guys now. It's wicked fun. We have JC's background vocals are on the first two songs on the record, Careful What You Wish For and Beautiful Girl. And boy, having a stack of boys behind you, that's just, it's nothing like it.
Well, Jonathan, best of luck and congratulations on this. And I guess we'll look forward to you on the road for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm not really qualified to do anything else anymore. So I'll be back.
Well, you're very qualified for this. So thanks a lot. Jonathan Brook, our guest here on the World Cafe.